stops in once a month, tells us all the things good about the Milbank School District. He is the superintendent. Justin Downs on the program. Good to see you as always. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, great to be here.
A little in-service today, right?
Oh, yeah. We got new teacher in-service was Monday, and all staff Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So it's school's here. We're busy and we're rolling.
It's hard to believe we're less than a week away, right? The 19th?
That's correct. Yeah, next Tuesday. Here we go. I mean, we got athletes pouring into the school. Of course, they don't ever really leave, but, you know, official practice is starting, and, yeah, it's good. Bring them on. Let's go.
All right. Well, I'll just sit and save my questions to the end, if that's okay.
That works. Okay. Yeah. Good board meeting here on Monday night. A lot of things going on, so timing was like, a little bit of a scramble, but discussion items, you know, we're going through that policy manual, and that's kind of a beast to tackle. And so we had a first reading of sections I and J, which is instruction and students. We approved 6 open enrollment applications, increases to school lunch prices. So that'd be our teachers and anybody else coming in to eat with kids, whatever, up to $5.25. So, there's a tool we follow. We don't arbitrarily set that. That's the same for our student lunches. So kind of is what it is. We don't have a whole lot of say in it. Brody Gilbertson moved over a few lanes. He, went back, got some schooling, and got to move over for lane change. Carter Malone is going to be the assistant boys basketball coach this year. Big thanks to Justin Peters, who has been assisting for a number of years. He's stepping aside for a little while, and I'm sure he won't be too far away from the program, though. But Carter's a young man that's teaching science for us, comes from Lake Preston, was a GA at Dakota State, and I look forward to seeing what he can do. Mariah Hicks taking over as head debate coach. Owen Fisher is going to be a paraprofessional in the district. Jaclyn Shakespeare, she's been subbing a lot for us. She's going to be a paraprofessional. Dolly Madsen comes back as a paraprofessional. Carrie Novi has resigned as a para. I wish her all the best. She's been great there at the school, and appreciate everything she did for kids. Training incentive increase for Tammy Rieger of 25 cents. Jamie DeBoer is going to volunteer for our color guard advisor. Mandy Frogner is going to volunteer for girls basketball. Lori Batchelor volunteer for cross country. Josh Michael volunteering for cross country. Connor Snaza and Brian Sandvig volunteering for football. And then approved all of G&H as well as a number of individual policies. Then we get into the reporting section. I took just some brief notes. Mr. Schooler let it off, got, you know, middle school, all things school coming, but, one of the things from the athletic director's side, Siston is not having varsity football this year. They're originally on our schedule, and so, instead of going there, we're going to Webster. So, thankfully, we were able to find a game without having to flip too much. Mr. Snaza announced that, we're going to an e-pass system for going to the bathroom or being in the hallways, et cetera, kind of allows a little more tracking. We can also set it up if we're having problems with a couple of kids that they're not in the hall at the same time unsupervised. So kind of a neat system. Dave, elementary principal reported on the open house from 4 to 6. That'd be tonight. Oh boy. Here we go. We are projecting to open at 1,017 kids, so that is a good increase. We were down at 971 last year. That really kicked us pretty hard, being that far underneath projected enrollment, and fiscally we kind of took a hit last year because of it. But talked a little bit about our summer projects. We have a major problem in the elementary gym. We have a huge bubble. One of the HVAC systems froze up, locked up, and then puked water all over the floor. And it's probably like pitcher's mound height, big bubble in the northwest corner. So There may be some shifting that needs to happen with volleyball. So junior high games will probably be played in the Armory, and we just got to figure out practices. But the gym guy thinks it'll lay flat once October and November get here and we get the dry air and heat in there. But it's going to be a pain until then. So we did the joint convention, Associate School Board and School Administrator Convention, Thursday, Friday. All of our admin team went down there, and there's just a lot of learning sessions. Great little conference. Timing stuff for us because we got registration Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we go down there Thursday, Friday. But the board meeting in service this week. So, I mean, it's just tough timing, really busy timing, but it's a good conference. We did get selected for Fresh Fruits and Vegetable Grant. Unfortunately, funding is down a little bit on that again. We'll make a stretch as far as we can. Kids like that snack, and so we'll see what we can do to stretch it out. But anybody wanting a sub, please come into the building. On that note, we're going to what's called Red Rover. It's an app base. It'll email, send out text alert, push notifications out. So if I was a para and needed a sub for the day, I can put my absence in. It would instantly push that out, and then it's kind of like Uber. Whoever grabs it first type deal has it. And so really going to help, hopefully, time-wise for people looking for subs. And then I was elected to serve as president-elect of the South Dakota State Superintendent Association for this year. And so I'll definitely have a little more on my plate. It's my duty to plan the summer conference for next summer and find speakers and basically provide a quality conference for superintendents of South Dakota. So appreciate the nomination and the election on that. And yeah, it'll be a few more trips out of the office, but overall it's really good learning and opportunity for me. So. And then
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, thanks. We had an addendum. Forget about that. Carter Bowser resigned as a paraprofessional. Kristen Dr. Wolfslager is taking that spot. Peggy earned a training incentive increase, Peggy Griner, and we approved one more additional open enrollment that came in about half an hour before the meeting started. So those things happen all the time. I mean, especially, you know, I had the agenda done on Tuesday or Wednesday, and then you just never know what's going to come up to make these addendums come in. So, yeah.
That's it. Surprise! Yeah.
It's a good one, though, at least.
Right. Surprise! Yeah, basically. We kind of talked about this a little bit last month, I believe, the policy manual going through that. Boy, that's just got to be like watching paint dry. Goodness gracious. How in the world do you stay awake during that?
Well, it's easy for me because I've got to speak, but I felt bad for the people in attendance, which was the admin team, the paper, and Valley Express. But, I mean, we literally flipped through that manual. There's a whole pile of, you know, recommendations and advisements from the Associated School Boards of South Dakota who went through this for us. And my word, I mean, yeah, it's about as dry of anything we've went through since I've been a superintendent, let me tell you. So
I have to take it like one item at a time through the whole policy manual, all 343 pages?
It's a 4-inch binder.
Wow.
Of 13 chapters on how the school is run. We did A and B. We tried to do two sections at a time, COVID got crazy, and board was like, let's just get the Associated School Boards tasked with this. And it took them a year and a half to come up with all the revisements for it, which was a little bit absurd, but yeah, and then now we have to go through and adopt it because there's some things that they don't make sense for Milbank, and that's okay. So we go through each one by one, and thankfully I've got a board member that really loves this stuff, and she dives right into it and comes up with what she sees and her recommendations. But, yeah, it's a task.
How long does that take from beginning to end? Months, weeks, years?
We're doing two chapters a month, so we may do three. They're the last one, so I mean it's going to be a 6-month process for us. So we started on C and D because we had done that A B like I'd said. So we're 3 months in. So probably 3 months, maybe four to go, depending on how we get through it. It just takes time. It's painful, but it is what it is. It is what it is.
Yeah, it just kind of is. Now, do you do that every year, or every other year, or every as wait as long as humanly possible, or?
Well, now that we're contracted and tied in with the Associated School Boards a little more solidly on this deal, there's a gentleman there with the Associated School Boards that throws out policy alerts through email. So anything that changes from the legislative session, whatever. So we shouldn't have to do anything real in-depth moving forward like this ever again because, you know, we'll get an email and then we'll adopt or change as needed to our policy. You know, if something happens in state law, whatever. And it just, it hadn't been done and needed to get caught up. So.
And I know that raising food prices is last on your list of things that you want to do, but are forced to do. It's kind of like, we don't want to, we hate that we have to do this, but we have to do it anyway.
Yeah. That's not our deal. Like I said, they call it a tool. It's just an Excel sheet, but we have to punch all of our factors in, everything in, and it spits it out that lunch prices need to be at least this. We were hoping to be able to keep that one alone, but you know, 5 1/4, if you're an employee at school, I mean, you get a decent meal for 5 1/4. If you're going to go out anywhere, it's going to cost you more than that, and it's not going to be as nutritious. So I don't know. I mean, it stinks. I don't want to do it. I really wish school lunch funding was covered, but it's not. And it is what it is. So,
yeah. And one of the things we don't talk a lot about is like programs for reduced lunch are out there for folks that families that need it.
Yep. So every family in registration is encouraged to fill it out if they think they're anywhere close. So yeah, it's free and reduced. SNAP, TANF, those things, those programs. I mean, they're automatic qualifiers, but yeah, and there's a big chart online which. Honestly, they really need to redo at the federal level. I mean, again, that's kind of not our thing, but some of the income requirements, you know, I mean, wages took a surge during COVID. You know, everybody pretty much saw a pretty healthy wage increase during COVID. And if they've stayed there, then they need to adjust that chart. But it basically goes by how many are in the household and how much you make, and it's got a big giant formula to it, and I mean, all we do is read the numbers and say, okay, there's 6 in the household, you can make this amount of money, you qualify free, you make a little more than that, and nope, you qualify for reduced. So, yeah, it's a great program. Easy button for us as far as collecting lunch money. I should say that though too. I mean, lunch is a spend down type account where please pay ahead. I mean, we don't ever want to get in a position where we're going, you know, looking for collections here. Like, come on. Right. I mean, we've got some outstanding lunch balances that need to be shored up, but most families are really good about it, but it's really a pay ahead. Same with OST. You know, if you're at an OST, you know, really should be a spend down type account. So.
Right. And the numbers for enrollment kind of where you thought they were going to be?
Yeah, thankfully they're a little bit north of where we wanted to be. I talked to staff yesterday during my portion of the welcome back and kind of fell on my face a little bit yesterday. You know, technology is great when it works. And, you know, we had some tech staff who was to start my presentation off, which ironic as I was talking a little bit about AI stuff. But, yeah, enrollment, we did our prelim budget in July. We'll adopt it in September here, but we had budgeted at 1,000. So, I mean, extra 17 kids, You know, not to sound businesslike, but at $7,500 a kid, I mean, that makes a big difference. We deficit spent last year by quite a bit. You know, the lack of kids hurt us with OST. It hurt us with lunch. And, so yeah, getting back up there is going to be a good thing for sure. A lot of uncertainty, you know, with Big Stone closure on where we were going to be. What was going to happen with the school building and how many kids were going to come over. And, you know, now Ortonville's closing their OST / daycare, I heard. So that's going to maybe rattle some more cages. And,
really?
Yeah. So they making some cuts. I mean, it's hard to do, especially something like that when we're all hurting so bad for daycare as it is. Yeah. So I don't know if that'll make any enrollment differences or not.
You know, you mentioned AI and something that we've never really gotten into, but since you kind of mentioned it, I thought that might be a good opportunity to kind of get, since we got a little time, let's get into a little bit. Obviously, AI, students, young people take the technology like water takes, duck takes to water. How do you, I guess, AI proof homework and that sort of thing? You're kind of chuckling right now. So, but I mean, how do you go about, because, you know, if I had AI 40 years ago, I would use it. Full disclosure.
I mean, the sad answer really is just good luck. It's tough. You know, it is such a tool. But I mean, in that regard, it is a tool and can be used for good. It's just really tough. You know, it's pretty obvious. Some kids, you know, I'll give an example for myself. I usually write that monthly newsletter for the paper. Ani Sefrud, board member, challenged me to start doing that. And, it's a good thing, but I'm like, you know, I'm just going to see what this looks like. So I threw it in a ChatGPT. It was like, hey, write me a article for a newspaper, you know, whatever. And it was like, I don't talk like this. I don't write like this. It was like, no, this didn't work for me.
Right.
But I tell you, you can really like that. I've used it a little bit more here recently. And if you hone in, what exactly you want it to do, if you tell it exactly like, hey, I'm a school superintendent of 1,000 students, we're in a rural community, and like really get specific on, I want you to talk about, you know, enrollment being up by 35 kids and just, boy, it gets a lot better. And so it's as good as you want to do, but the resources for staff, I mean, I went over some of those yesterday and some people use them and some people are experts at it already and way more than I am. But you know, if you got, you know, we all have leveled students in our classrooms or whatever. And so, you know, if you're looking for a lesson plan on the lunar landing or the, I don't know, something like that. And sure, you can say, you know, create one for my high flyers, create one for, you know, the low achievers and whatnot. I mean, there's a lot they can do. You can take a YouTube video, and quickly grab the transcript from the YouTube video, dump it into the deal, and it'll create a study guide. It'll create a quiz or a test from the YouTube video. So we have a lot of staff that use videos on certain things. You know, you never know it, but I was a famous country singer yesterday. I mean, threw it in AI quick and said, create me a welcome back to school country song, thanking everybody. Put that up there. And then, you know, there's the dangerous ones. I was in school on Sunday and I took and did a 30-second like generic video of myself and said, hey, you know, I'm Justin Downs, grew up in Atwater, Minnesota, married to Bridget, blah, blah, blah. 30 seconds. I dumped it in and I had ChatGPT do a welcome back speech for me. So I grabbed a different AI tool, threw that in.
Right.
And created my own deep fake video. It looks like me. It's me talking, but I didn't say any of that. That's the dangerous stuff that's going on right now. Because if I go on, I can go on your Instagram or your Facebook right now. If you got a video of you talking, I can grab that, throw that thing in there, and it's going to look just like you and talk just like you. And, I can program it to say whatever I want. I like to stand on my head on the beach collecting seashells and toenails, like, or worse. And that's,
Dave, you wonder, and you wonder also what that's going to do to like legal things. Like,
there's a court case right now where kids have went way out of bounds.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about ruining someone's life. It's pretty hard. You know, if someone were to create a video of me, it's going to be really hard for me to say, well, that ain't me.
Right. Because it looks like you, talks like you, sounds like you.
100%.
Right.
I mean, there is no difference video-wise where I took it. There is no difference between myself from my 30-second clip I took and the 2.5-minute welcome back speech you gave. I mean, it's going to be really hard. And it's sad that people are putting that to – excuse me, the negative use, but I mean, there's a lot of positives for teachers. I mean, shoot, I would consider doing this for student absences and just like, hey, you know, grab the lesson plan from the day, throw it in there and have it teach a lesson for, mm-hmm. you know, spit it out to the kid and say, here, we're working on Pythagorean theorem today, and throw it in and have them watch it through their Schoology. I mean, stuff like that, it can be really good. Had a fun one, had a great conversation with, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. yesterday. There's a great app that, you call all these, it's called Character AI. It's pretty neat, free account, whatever. And you just set it up. And if there's audio recording of someone, you know, President JFK, talked to him a little bit, but yeah, I mean, like, not really, obviously.
Well, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, hey, Dr. King, you know, talk to us a little bit about the historical relevance of I Have a Dream speech. And it's his voice. I mean, like, just how you would hear him on that big silver microphone back then, you know, like, and, you know, you can like, exchange pleasantries with him, like, hey, how's the weather where you're at today? And he'd be like, ah, it's sunny in 78 here in South Carolina or whatever. I mean, just kind of neat. I mean, stuff you can do. There's so much. And I am not an expert in any means. Like, it was like just like a shotgun blast. Like, hey, here's some stuff. Here's 6 websites. Please explore them because they can save you time. They can save the district money. You know, the lesson plan stuff. There's a site called Teachers Pay Teachers where teachers would create quality lesson plans and throw it up there, and people actually, like, physically buy it. It's kind of a account deal. You don't need it anymore. It doesn't even need to exist anymore. In some ways, you can take all the standards, South Dakota state standards, and find anything you want on any subject and basically create your own course through AI. I mean, the policy manual thing, I said, hey, write me a 13-chapter policy manual based on South Dakota codified law for schools. It pumped out a manual in like 2.5 minutes. And obviously I still would have to, verify everything, but it was like, wow, it was like right in step.
Yeah.
With what we were looking for. So I don't know, you know, I'm sure it's grabbing everybody that's online and collects it. And it's amazing the speed and the relevance it can do that with.
And the interesting thing is, you know, we'll have to kind of wait and see. There's going to be good and bad. There's kind of good and bad with everything. But I know from the high school level, just having a chance to interview tons of high schoolers over the years, you know, by the time you get, you know, 16, 17, some of them have part-time jobs. A lot of them are in sports. Time really is crunched for those. They don't have a lot of time. And so anything that could give them more time, I know is beneficial to them. So,
and it's got to be done morally and ethically too. Sure. I mean, you know, like we've had spell check. I mean, you know, that's like a version of AI, right? I mean, like I don't write anything in a Word document that I don't run through a spell check or through Grammarly. I mean, Grammarly is a great AI tool for especially people like me who are math people and not English, you know, all the rules of English are, you know, not quite as concrete in my brain as the, you know, Pythagorean theorem or whatever. But, you know, we've had different versions of AI for a while, but this is a whole new level. So I think the challenge for schools and for school leaders and teachers, I mean, this tool's not going anywhere. How do we harness it and use it for good and keep kids from just, you know, I mean, man, yeah, you can cheat on it pretty easy. Dump any math equation you want into it, and it's going to spit you an answer. Doesn't mean you learned anything, though. So,
true.
Got to figure it out.
Appreciate you coming in. School starts on Tuesday. We'll talk next month. But before we do, almost forgot to ask. How's the family? How's the daughter? How's
good.
Everything?
Good, good. So she rang the bell on the 12th of July. We have scans next Thursday. So we're anxious for those. So as long as those scans go well, then probably looking at scans every 3 months for a couple of years. So, yeah, next Thursday is a big day. So she'll start school Tuesday. She'll go Tuesday, Wednesday, but – well, half of Wednesday, she's got to go get a antibiotic infusion. But, yeah, she'll start school on Tuesday anyway. So.
She excited?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
She wants to go to school. She wants to go church, and she wants her hair back. That's three big things right now. And the hair part's really slow at the moment. We've had a few cycles in her treatment that she started to get a little fuzz back, but whatever reason, it's been a lot slower this time, so hopefully that comes back soon for her case. I mean, she's darn, just such a darn cute kid, whether she's bald or not, so she's fine. But she's happy, she's ready to go. Be a little different adjustment for her being in school after right. being at home for almost a year now, and yeah, there's rules and things to follow here, so.
It's gonna be hard for mom and dad to let go a little bit, go back to school?
Oh no. Oh no, not for me anyway. Mom, maybe, cause mom's been home with her and baby brother, but for me, I can't wait cause I want her to go in and not have control over the menu. Like, school lunch, like yeah. time to get variety back in your life cause she was such a good eater for so long. And then she just, you know, when you're not feeling good, she just kind of went to her comfort foods and
right.
as a parent, she's going through enough. I don't need to sit there and fight with her all the time on menu, but. Yeah, school lunch is going to be a good thing for her. So.
Sounds good. See you next month.
You bet. Thanks.